This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I'm so glad that you're in our audience today. I hope you'll be willing to take just a few minutes out of your very busy schedule and study with us from the Bible. We've been studying for the past several times about the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient. In other words, that it can give you the right answer to every really basic question that human beings face as they live here in this world. And we've been talking in particular about the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient from a moral or ethical standpoint. Now, morality or ethics has to do with right thinking and right action. What conduct is right? The Bible teaches the answer to every basic ethical question which men and women have. We've pointed out a great many things about it, but we continue today with a new point. The biblical ethic is an ethic which is concerned for individuals and for society. The Bible teaches that we can change society not by great sweeping social or political reforms, but by changing society by changing the individuals. We find that Jesus, as he went about upon the earth, did not try to get to the Roman government to make them change their laws, but rather he sought to change that society by changing the individuals who were involved in it. In fact, Christianity made a tremendous impact upon the ancient Roman Empire, and it did this by going forth and preaching the Word of God to various individuals, and those individuals responding to that gospel, becoming Christians, being baptized into Christ, and living the Christian life as members, faithful members of the true New Testament church. We find the situation today that our government many times is trying to change society by simply taking people out of one slum area and putting them in a new place. And the people are not really changed. What happens is they simply change the new place into another slum area. We cannot change people by mere sociological factors. There has to be a change of attitude, a change of the heart, a change of the life. Men and women must come to understand God, to know God, to love God, to obey God, and then to bring up their own children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The basic reason why there is so much juvenile delinquency in our nation today is because being a nation of free people, a nation not governed by a despot with a great army to come down upon its own citizens at any moment of those who would kick over the traces, as it were, and people who do not believe in God or follow God are bringing up children according to precepts of philosophers rather than of the true teachings of the Scriptures. But the Bible would have us to reach men and women with the truth of the Bible, the gospel. Change their lives, and then they can change their own children's lives by bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord as we're taught in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians. And so the ethic of the Bible is concerned for society, but it does not have us to go about it by being involved in great sweeping political or sociological reforms, but rather by changing the individuals by persuading them to obey the gospel. This involves a great recognition on our part of our responsibility in the proclamation of the gospel as set out in the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Men and women must realize that the mushy idea of God, the mushy idea of God which holds that God will accept any sort of reaction that men may make to him, is simply wrong. One of the great need of the world today is the fact, or is that of having great preachers who will preach the Word of God without fear or favors to what men think. Men and women need to be told that they are sinners, just as Peter did on the day of Pentecost when he said to the Jews that crucified Christ, "Ye with the hand of lawless men did crucify and slay, whom God raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it is not possible that he should be holden of it." And so the biblical ethic is one which is concerned, truly, first of all, for the relationship of individuals. But many say, well, it isn't concerned for society. But it is. It's concerned for society because it realizes that society is changed by the changing of individuals. But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible.